Welcome to the Memoirs of Her. This is your host, Sandera Mendez, on the Memoirs of Her. H is standing for humble, E standing for exquisite, and R standing for resilience. Please be advised, this is a podcasting session coming to you with an adventurous and humorous life journey of a mysterious woman, including her account in life. So, tonight's topic is going to be about Delta and Sigma males. This is part 3 of 3, which was talking about the different types of men and their personality type. And before I even begin with the show, I'm going to go down through the list of men and their category. And I will also go over, you know, the different types of men as far as the, you know, the characteristics, what they are most known for, and just who they are as a general base. Okay, so first and foremost, we have the alpha, we have the beta, we have the gamma, we have the omega, we have the delta, and the sigma. Right, so those are the 6 personality types of a male, right? And this can also be synonymous with women as well, but these are the type of men in particular in those 6 types. Now, when you talk about the alpha, always remember that the alpha is dominating and charismatic in his personality. They are born leaders and they have an understanding of, you know, prioritizing their life and always utilizing their time effectively. Okay, now beta men, on the other hand, they are more modest and easygoing. They are the ideal husband type and they work a lot but is overshadowed by their peers. Okay, gamma men are more introverted and super sensitive, and they are the type that's more of a yes man at an office. And these people are more focused on, or types of men are focused on, having big plans but lack determination and focus on executing accordingly. So these are the type of people that will have great ideas, great plans, but when it's time to take action, they get kind of like cold feet in a way. Okay? Then we think about the Omega Man. The Omega Man is skillful and self-sufficient, which is a good thing. However, he is the odd one in the wolf pack. He doesn't really always blend in. It's always something that's unique or different about the Omega Man type in particular. And these particular men are more laid back. They're not chasing success or money. They just like to go through the craft and structures of life in particular. Now, Delta men, they are more on the fanatical side, but they are very hardworking, okay? They are modest as well, and they're the type of men that want attention but can't get it. And also, in addition to that, they work hard but unable to draw attention to the work that they provide and things of that sort. And these types of men are the type of men that are the backbone of most situations, especially when it comes down to when it involves being a part of the wolf pack and things of that sort, or working on a project or something or whatever. They are the backbone of it all, okay? But a lot of times they don't necessarily get recognized for working behind the scenes, you know, working hard and working in unison as a team player with their peers. So that can be a little bit unfair and frustrating for a Delta when trying to get recognition for the things that they do and how they do it. Okay, and then lastly we have Sigma. Okay, Sigma are the type of men that are super smart and extremely attractive. They are manipulative and masterminds. And they are super ambitious and are their own boss. So this is the type of person who's kind of like out of the hierarchy. They don't like to be a part of the hierarchy. They don't like to follow their own rules. You know, they just go to the beat of their own drum. You know, this is a Sigma type of man. So tonight's show is going to be specifically about Delta and Sigma men personality, who they are, you know, the strengths and weaknesses of them, and the pros and cons that a Delta man can be aware of. So we're just basically hitting on attributes. We're not really making any comparisons or anything of that sort. It's just being aware of who and who's what, you know? Alright, so first and foremost, what defines a Delta man? A Delta man is someone who lives a simplistic and normal life. He is the type of guy who don't necessarily rank high within a socio-sexual hierarchy, but he is one to live a stable and secure life, whether he choose to be married or single. And most likely, Delta men prefer marriage and to have a family, in addition to being a high earner in his family dynamic. Now, I know I did say in the beginning of the show that they are not the type of person, oh no, that's Omega type. So Delta men are a little bit different. They are the type of people where they are they can be overachievers only because they want to be high earners. They want to have a certain, you know, financial status because they want to be able to support the lifestyle that goes along with how they live their life. Now, Omega men are the ones who are not really big on, you know, chasing money, chasing the bag and things of that sort. So I got a little bit confused, but at the end of the day, these Delta men are high earners and family do have significance to them. Now that I talked about the definition of a Delta male, let's talk about some of the qualities that a Delta man may have. So they are great conversationalists. They know how to communicate. They have a respectful demeanor about themselves and they have integrity. They are a team player. They're very honest, and these are the type of people who are persevering. They do not give up no matter what. And this is what I like about Delta males. Okay, so it's one thing to, you know, just be a great conversationalist and being able to vibe with different people and, you know, doing your own thing, you know. And I feel like Delta men are more of an ambivert. Like, they can be introverted and they can also be extroverted when it comes down to mixing and mingling with their, you know, peers, or when it's time for them to just be on the scene and doing a thing. But these types of men also have a side to them where they would like to lay low at times. They don't always like to have the spotlight. They really want to work on their craft and skills and be focused on that in particular. These are the Delta males, okay? So now when I think about the qualities, now if you consider yourself a Delta male, some of the things that you want to be aware of, that's pros and cons about you in particular, if you are a man and you're listening to my show, is that yes, of course, this is a pros, that you are a high earner, yes you are, and you kind of opt because you beat to the sound of your own drum, you go by that, you know, that sound, and because you operate at your own pace, you tend to deal less with stress. You don't have too much stress because you know how to find some type of balance within your life, which is good, is great. And I feel like Delta men, you guys have the potential to be in high honor and high status rank in the hierarchy from alpha men. Like, if you wanted to be an alpha, you can move from being a Delta man into an alpha male if you wanted to. If you put in the hard work and you put more effort into, you know, and more structure into what you're doing, yes, you can at times get to high statuses in life. But it's just that you don't like to in charge or responsible for certain things. That's what it is. But you don't mind it being in leadership roles, especially if it's a lucrative position and you're getting a lot of money and things of that sort. However, like I said, you know, if you were comfortable with being a leader and leading a pack, you know, then alpha status will mesh perfect with you. But because you don't like to be responsible or take the fall for most situations, you kind of shun away from it. So it's almost as if you you know, you work so hard to get to a certain point, but then you kind of doubt yourself, and then it's either you're going to go up or down, and sometimes you end up going down, because maybe just because you might have a little bit of self-esteem issues, which I will talk about as well, okay? But in spite of all of the nays, you know, you guys are great listeners, along with being a great conversationalist, and you are hardworking. You guys are hardworking, okay? You guys don't just talk about it. You guys be about it. And some people may not really acknowledge the hard work that you put in because of the way where you go off scene and you just put in all of the hard work, and then when you come back, you bring the results. You know, people just think that, oh, that things just happen out of the sky, not realizing that you make, you know, you put a lot of investment and time into what you're doing. So sometimes people just don't know the journey in which you have come so far in doing what you're doing as far as being a hard worker. Okay, and now the cons of, you know, that being a Delta male is that sometimes you put people over yourself. Like, you prioritize people over yourself and you value other people over yourself, which can be, you know, very detrimental to, you know, you just as a person and your personality. Okay, and then at times, as though I said that you guys can be a little bit ambivert, but I feel like you guys would prefer to be more introverted. And at times, if you go in that direction of being introverted, sometimes the ultimate can be extremely introverted at the time where they don't want to socialize or be around other people and want to just be by themselves. Sometimes that can happen. And then a con that you need to be aware of, you Delta men that are out there, is that sometimes you guys can be very egotistical and stubborn. You know, sometimes you don't, you know, just let grudges or let things go. You don't know how to forgive. And that's not a good thing, you know, just in my opinion, because it's like you're giving the other person power when you're not able to just forgive and move on. You know, a lot of times you got to learn how to forgive yourself in order to be able to forgive another person. But if you are so hard on yourself, it's going to be very hard for you to forgive another person, because you're going to be, you know, you're going to be, I don't want to say tormented, but you're going to be troubled at the expense of someone else's offense, which is not good. And like I said, in recognition, you're giving that person power over you when you don't just let things go and move along. You know, Delta men, you have a tendency of holding on to grudges, even if it's been a year or more past. You still will feel something against, you know, your op. Or your enemies, whatever the case might be, you're going to always feel something towards them if they had offended you or harmed you in any kind of way. So that may be a con that Delta men have in particular. Okay, so now that I talked about the pros and the cons, I generally want to speak about the strengths and the weaknesses of Delta men in particular. And this is also something that you guys can take on and just to be have some level of self-awareness about yourself is also good. But it's always good to understand where the strength of a Delta male lies and where the weaknesses lie. Because I always say, wherever somebody else is strong, you know, and if you interact with other people, you know, your weaknesses will become stronger over time when you interact with people and balance out the two. Okay, so that's just my opinion in particular. So now when I talk about the strengths and weaknesses of a Delta man, let's talk about the strengths. You know, they have an outstanding sense of humor. For those who are ambivert, or, you know, you go on the extrovert side when you mix and mingle with your own group and peer group, you know, of course these are going to be quality people who you're talking to, but at the same time, when you interact with them, your sense of humor is outstanding. Okay, they bring value to people's lives. They always seek to be the victor rather than the victim in situations, which is excellent. So basically, when you hit a rock in a hard place, you know, Delta men, you guys pick yourself up. You know, you might feel the emotion, feel the low self-esteem, but then after a while, you'll do a 90 degree, working into 180 degree to change your situation to a 360 degree, turn it all the way around, which is a good thing. You don't just stay stuck. You may stay stuck maybe emotionally, but at the same time, when it comes down to moving and making things happen in your life, you get things moving, okay? And the communication has more presence than validation in a Delta's man life, which is pretty good. You know, that you don't seek validation from other people, and that just being able to interact and communicate is more than enough for you as a Delta man. Okay, so now that I talked about the strengths and weaknesses of Delta men, and I also talked about the pros and the cons of Delta men in particular and who Delta men are, now I'm going to transition into talking about what is a Sigma male. I'll talk about the qualities of a Sigma male, the pros and cons, and the strengths and weaknesses of a Sigma male. So with that being said, I'm going to take a break and I'll be right back. Okay, and I am back. Hello. All right, so I'm going to talk about what are the strengths and weaknesses of a Sigma male, the pros and cons, the qualities, and what defines a Sigma male. So starting with that first, the Sigma man is someone highly self-sufficient and self-reliant in all that he does in life. He is indeed a lone wolf in the pack and will prefer to go on his own journey and create his own way as a trailblazer of his own path in life. He is independent, well-known, and successful in life. Sigma men are introverted but highly observant and self-aware by nature. These are dominant and assertive men who are direct and straightforward about themselves and with others. He is not the type to sugarcoat or gaslight anyone. He's very transparent, but also private by nature. He's highly attractive and sought out by various women. And he is indeed respected and acknowledged by the hierarchy pack, often known as the stalemate in the pack. Okay, so what are the qualities of a Sigma male? They are nonconformist, highly self-sufficient, adaptable, successful, and they are not attention seekers, which is excellent. Okay, these are great qualities of a Sigma male and what they have. Okay, and then what are the pros and cons of a Sigma male? So now for you Sigma males that are out there and you're listening to the sound of this broadcast on tonight, this podcast, Just listen carefully, and if you agree to disagree, that's on you. That's fine. That's okay. But just have some semblance of just observing, and you know, you can validate whether it's true or not as a being a Sigma male, and then go from there. However, the pros of a Sigma male is that they are effective with time management. Well, time management of themselves. They are peaceful and flexible. They are confident and strong by nature. They are non-competitive. And they are a man of quality. And these are the type of men who are leaders and visionaries, which is excellent. Now, on the contrary to the pros, the cons of a Sigma male would be difficulty with asking for help, being stubborn at times, not all the time, not really a team player with the hierarchy pack, and sometimes, at times, not all the time, emotionally insensitive or harsh when given a response or being able to interject their thought or ideas on something when being asked. Sigma male can also be easily bored. Okay, so those are the types of cons that, you know, Sigma males have versus the pros. Okay, and now moving along to what are the strengths and weaknesses of a Sigma male. Some of the strengths of a Sigma male would be that they at times are empathetic, they are highly intelligent, observant, deep and careful thinkers, and they are the type of people who have an analytical mindset. These are the type of people who don't just go by what other people tell them. They are the type of people that will go behind the scenes to research and investigate and analyze certain situations. They are the type to focus on accuracy and facts, and their mind, the way it operates, is more complex. It's not in just a simplistic form. And these people can be very, very, sometimes gravely honest and expressive in their approach and in ways in life. Okay, and another strength of the Sigma male is that they're not a follower. They are not. Okay, so some of the weaknesses that Sigma male may have is that they may experience social awkwardness. They may have struggle with authority. Some of them may feel indifferent towards others for no reason at all, but some people might take an offense just because. And oftentimes Sigma males are misunderstood, and they often have a lack of interest in social norms and others as well, which can come off as, you know, being a little bit standoffish and kind of like a vibe that people don't want to be around. But once you get to know Sigma males and how they operate, you'll learn to have a level of appreciation for them in particular. Okay, so with that being said, I talked about the alpha, the beta male. I also talked about the gamma and omega male, and I talked about the delta and sigma male on today. I hope that you guys enjoyed the show. This was short and sweet, of course, okay? And I hope that you guys that are out there, you'd be able to find your personality type between these six personalities, which was the alpha, beta, gamma, omega, delta, and sigma. Sometimes you may be more than one of those personality types, and there's nothing wrong with that. However, once again, I thank you all for listening to the Memoirs of Her, and I hope that you guys have a wonderful evening on tonight. Bye-bye.